Honestly, now, doll. You can feign obliviousness if you wish, but I'll be here nonetheless. I can see you're awake, with your heart racing, breath so still, so bated. And your cheek is short of a telltale snail trail, so let's not play this puerile game,
Open those eyes for me, doll.
There you are, radiant as always. Bruises healed now, with a healthy flush on you. And so warm. But slightly sluggish, perhaps. Restless dreams. But why, oh why would you jilt me like this? Have I not been nothing but gentle and kind with you? Yet still you treat me with such apprehension. You wound me. But could it be that you have something to hide? Now what is this? Did Pet leave one of her toys lying around? Or have you always slept with a knife under your pillow? Is it for her, I wonder? Or for me? Silly little thing. You could just as well throw yourself against a mountain. Break yourself on the rocks. You didn't sincerely believe a fortnight of bed rest would make the difference, did you? Or perhaps... perhaps it's for... That won't do. It's simply not your decision to make. It's mine.
You are mine. Mine to use. Mine to do with as I please, whether it pleases you or not. Your freedom is mine to grant, or to refuse. No, that's enough. No excuses. Look at me. Look me in the eye.
There. Do you know what fear is, doll? That odious sensation in the pit of your stomach. The anticipation of dread things to come. You've known fear, of course, as every living thing has. Even now, you tremble as a hare, waiting to feel the jaws of a wolf close on its neck. But do you know what fear is? Do you know where it weaves its roots?
I can show you.
The horrors your own mind conjures to torment you with. Shadowy tendrils slithering in from the dark places of the world, lapping at your skin, wrapping over your arms, your legs, your throat, leaving you bound, utterly helpless. At the mercy of
anyone who would impose on you in your peril. But of course, what you really should be concerned with is the woman with the knife. A wondrous thing, the human imagination. The blade, however, is entirely too real, as is your present plight. Shh. I did warn you misbehavior would have consequences, did I not? All you can do now is serve your penance and watch as the cold steel charts a map of your exquisite self. From your collar to your tender breast, curving around your navel, leading here, vena femoralis, your soft, supple thigh, tempting me like a prime cut of filet mignon. What a fine dish you are. Truly a privilege to sample. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't cry. I know. Shh. I know it hurts, but look. Kiss makes it better, see? Your skin pristine again, as it ought to be. A kiss makes everything better. How is it? Can you taste what I taste? Fear is the purest, most primal of emotions. The first, and so often the last. But there's something else here. The air is thick with the cloying scent of something. Just as prime, equally base, an insatiable need. Oh, but again you keep secrets from me. Such a naughty, dishonest, lustful little girl you are. But I know. I can peer into the dark corners of your mind. I can see the things you hesitate to admit, even to yourself. You crave be at the mercy of your mistress. You crave the distress, the thrill of it. So let me indulge you.
I've tasted your claret. And now I wish to taste your nectar. And you drip for me, doll. Mm. I wish to taste every inch of you. Every inch, every delectable fold. Oh, and especially here. Your dainty bud, so desperate for my attention. Yes, moan for me, doll. Don't fight it. You squirm and struggle against these shackles of your own making. Without ever knowing why. But you don't have to. You don't have to resist. So just let go. Submit. The way you tease. The way you lie. The way you stumble in your mind. The fear. And the hope inside. Let me reach for it. Reach in. Let me in. It's not enough. A taste is not enough. I must feel you. Your sex on mine. But still, you endeavor to maintain this facade of spurious resistance. You and I both know you've longed for this just as much as I have. You can feign to defy me, but you'll never deny me. Your body won't.
Devious tongue discounted. It betrays you. Surrender to your need as it gives the lie to your defiance. Say the words I already know to be true. You'll have no release, no respite until you do. I won't let you. I know you're so close now. Poor thing. But your release is mine to grant or refuse. You need this. And pleading will get you nothing. Oh, but please do keep going. Your desperation amuses me. But you need this. You need this. So tell me what I wish to hear, and you may have it. Give yourself to me. Be my feast, my plaything, my whore. Be mine. Be mine. Yes. Oh, there you go. There you go. Good girl. You may, yes. I want you to. Come for your mistress. Come with your mistress. Come, because your mistress commands you.
Come, doll. Lay your head on my chest. There you are. Good girl. My perfect girl. You are so beautiful like this. So spent, so yielding. No fight left in you. Poor thing. I can scarcely remember when I last had a plaything such as... Do you see now, doll? Fear is mother's touch. Child's laughter, lover's whisper. Fear is a memento of that which you've yet to lose, as only once you've lost your fear have you truly lost everything. To fear death is to yearn to live, and that is truly beautiful. don't you think? So open your eyes for me, doll, and see that the fire yet burns in your chest. Thank you. Thank you for sharing it with me. I need you to know just how much it means to me. But you know what must come next, don't you? And the price of these mortal delights.
Shh. Please, don't. No tears now. No fear. You're ready for this. I know you are. You felt this once before, so please, don't be afraid. You know the prickle of fang profaning flesh, swiftly ousted by a pleasant numbness before taken over by an intense, intoxicating sense of euphoria, like song, each note taking you higher, a rhapsody blissful and joyous, and then sleep. So don't be afraid. There. Just breathe. Breathe and rest against me. Let your weary eyes fall shut. You're safe with me. Nothing and no one can hurt you in my arms. And I'll You'll wake up feeling cold and weak and hungering for more. But for now, sweet dreams, princess.